the treehouse. Joey Bentley and Matt Sumnall sneaked down the alley in the shadows. They were small and unnoticed. They walked on down by the river where the trees grew thick, and they had discovered an old abandoned treehouse. The two boys said nothing to each other and kept a wary gaze about. They climbed the tree and settled into the gently rocking treehouse. Joey reached into his pocket and pulled out a glass pipe, red and orange, with purple lines squiggling throughout it. He brushed aside some leaves in the corner and located their lighter, kept dry in a little plastic bag they found in the park. The bag had small crumbs of marijuana. They had smoked it up one night and no noticeable effect. "I got some chocolate. Got it from my aunt. She digs those mixed choco variety packs." "Cool. I only have a couple handfuls of cigarette butts." Both made faces at the thought. Max stashed the butts in a Ziploc baggie that had once contained his sandwich for school. Joey broke up a small dark chocolate oval on the floor of the treehouse. He separated the peanuts in the candy center and packed all the chocolate into the colorful pipe. He lit the bowl and inhaled deeply. The heavenly rich taste that flowed over him, filling his head, torso, and groin with shimmering tingles of pleasure. He passed the pipe and lighter over to Matt. Young Master Sumnall was bathed in a cloud of scented smoke as he took three short, quick puffs. A dreamy joy washed across him, starting at the front and soaking to the back of his body. Matt spoke a dreamy monotone. "Yeah, that's some good chocolate. I feel like it's melting my insides with heavy glowing warmth. I would like to smoke some jelly beans sometime," said Joey as he hit the last of the tasty nugget and tapped out the pipe gently along the wall. "You know what I want to smoke?" asked Matt with a blissful grin. Joey just shook his head and fished into his pocket for some more chocolate. "I want to smoke a girl. Put her nipples in the pipe and take a big happy hit." The kids tittered and giggled and passed around another delicious round of pipe tokes. The boys had been smoking for 4 months now. Almost about 2 weeks after Matt found the treehouse that he sometimes spends the night in when his drunken father gets violent, Joey had a pipe about 6 months before that, but never had used it. He slept with it every night. He believed it gave him dreams of deeper meaning. They started smoking tobacco bits from ciggy butts they gathered from the park. A couple stale reefer roaches had been tried out, but they were too far burned down to affect the curious children. Joey found the pipe after it had been dropped by a couple of adult long hairs who smelled of burnt plants in a pleasant way. Later, that smell, he knew, was of marijuana. He thought of people so aromatized to be like holy men. They had been researching drugs on the internet. Only the ones that could be smoked had any interest to them. The rest seemed morally wrong for weak people to mess with.
"I had two dreams last night," Joey said as he lay on his back.
The gentle rocking of the treehouse made him sleepy. He liked to drift off up here. In the months that followed, the boys came into luck. Matt's drunken father had taken off to Mexico for some shady reason, and Matt started selling his porn mags to the boys and one secret lesbian girl at school. The money went into purchase of alleged pot. The first time it was oregano. The second time it was catnip. They started smoking catnip after that. They felt kind of mildly relaxed, and it was fun blowing hits to stoned cats. They got whacked out on the stuff. But Sergeant Snow, a dirty white tomcat with a black spot over half of its face that made the left eye stand out, wicked and mean looking. Snow loved catnip, and they loved stoning him with a bag full. He took them to his father's shop inside the enclosed parking garage. He cut open cans to lick up all the backwash beer, and he shattered the bottles to do the same, get every little morsel. He also found 3 nearly empty bottles of harder booze in his quest. The first one was a bottle of Bacardi that had a half shot left in it. Matt caught a strong buzz this time. He laughed at nothing and decided to walk over to Joey's to see what he was doing. Along the way, he tossed the broken containers into the dumpster. Along the way, he cut through the park and ended up in the path of his high school enemy, Brock Ronton, and his buddy Chris Hill. Matt refused to get out of their way. He hated that piece of fucking dung, Brock. He had a buzz and an attitude along with it. Brock said something to Chris, and Chris laughed. Matt heard his name somewhere in the muddled words. Meanwhile, Joey snuck down 4 shots of caffeine and was wired to the bone marrow. He cleaned his room up perfectly, making his bed even. He paced about the family room, couldn't pay attention to the TV. He needed to go somewhere. He decided to go visit Matt. He hoped Matt wouldn't notice his jitteriness and know that he was amped. He ran as soon as he got outside, crossed the street without looking. There were no cars anyway. Joey's blood pulsed inside of him, a warm rush of pleasure. He hoped his parents wouldn't notice the 3rd bottle of cola missing. He thought they would assume the other had drank it, and he was right. This time, anyway. Joey took a shortcut through the park. Matt was getting very close to collision with the arrogantly grinning Brock. Neither showed a sign that they would give the other the right of way. Just then, Joey burst through the trees at a full run, right into Chris. The two went over in a heap. Brock assumed that it was an ambush and he punched Matt in the stomach. Matt kicked Brock in the face and nearly lost his balance. Meanwhile, the other two boys scrambled back up.